This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to WILO's Party Line on this Tuesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded Just Like You, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back Into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Chilly one this morning, huh?
You know what? In all honesty, I didn't notice it as much this morning as I had a couple other mornings.
You know, I didn't either. It was chilly, but it seemed like a couple days ago it was chillier, right?
Not as much wind, I don't think,
yeah,
this morning.
So. Yeah, that mixes it up for sure.
And it's supposed to get kind of warm anyway today.
Yeah, well, I heard Todd say a few minutes ago it was 39 still. Is that right?
You know what? I didn't even check.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We will see a high at 70 today, some sunshine till midday. Then a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 70 the high. Cloudy tonight, rain showers likely, chance of thunderstorms. Low at 42 and cooler tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 52, and Thursday mostly sunny with a high 58. We'll have some patchy frost Thursday night, low at 38, and high at 62 on Friday.
And 70, I think, on the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say upper 60 Saturday and lower 70 Sunday. So just as we were debating as to whether we should fill our gas tank yet to get that, you know, for our gas heat we've got one of those big things in the back of the yard. And Shell had never lived anywhere that had that, and I had it growing up, but that was one expense we weren't counting on when we moved to Clinton County.
And that's not a cheap one either.
No, it's not. And it does, we get out at Newell's Gas, you know.
Yeah.
And the lady we talked to out there, she's very nice, but it's kind of like the gas prices in our car. The rates fluctuate. So sometimes it costs more than others.
Yeah.
And they kind of got you, too, because you can't just get like a quarter tank. You got to fill it up, right? So it's always $300-$400 every 5 weeks or so over the winter.
Be nice to the person out there at Newell's, because she also is the president of the Michigan Town Council, too.
Oh, really? Well, she's a sweetheart. I don't remember her name.
I'm drawing a blank right now. I see her face, but, you know.
She's always really nice.
I've known her forever since I've been here. She's a sweetheart.
All right. Well, over the winter months, about every 5 weeks, we have to fill that thing up, and it's somewhere between $300 and $400.
Diana Richardson, I just figured it out.
Diana Richardson, yeah, right. Cindy was stepping in to say too.
Yeah,
Diana, good morning to you in Michigan Town.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's one expense that we're still getting used to, because we moved here to Frankfort and we cut our rent in half from West Lafayette, so we thought, woohoo, you know?
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't quite work that way.
No.
So anyway, we have not turned on our heat yet.
I have.
Yeah. We've got a little space heater that we,
well, you know, I
you
just,
know, keep in like the downstairs, take the chill off.
I've got a new patio door, and I'm waiting in. So far, you know, the sun hasn't really kicked in on that side yet, so I'm going to see what happens.
Well, you should, with it being brand new in your apartment, it should be a good seal, right?
So should
you
be.
Shouldn't, yeah. Hopefully, won't have that much trouble with
so
it.
So we'll see. It's a work in progress.
Yep. Well, Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition stepping in the official air chair here at 9 o'clock. Should be probably...
It'll be Laura.
Laura, yeah, good.
Talked to her yesterday.
Good to see her. And then kind of a treat tomorrow with Frankfort City Councilman Eric Woods and Steve Beardsley in here.
Yeah, talked to both of them last night, so...
That'll be pretty cool. Been a while since we've seen... well, we had Steve in here a couple weeks ago, and now Eric coming in here.
Yeah,
I think he came in about 6 months ago or so and sat down and talked with me.
But... yeah, we need to talk about city council whenever, so we can just do that later.
Oh, yeah, you had that last night, didn't you?
Yeah, we had several things come up, so.
Yeah, you had a big agenda. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay. The first thing that took place is they had a public hearing for an ordinance. This has to do with the 2020 budget. And what they decided to do last night is they had decided to move $300,000 that was going to go for the public safety for the police station,
yeah.
Moving that into health insurance because they have not gotten anything going yet on the police station.
Right.
No site, no bond or whatever. So that passed last night, so that got done. Couple new places, actually not one new place and one old place. Backstop Brewery will be taking over the old Mac Machine building right across the street there from the post office in that little building,
yeah.
Kind of square. Or kind of,
yeah, kind of triangle. Yeah.
They're going to be doing that, and they're going to get that going here soon.
Is there anything in that right now?
No.
Okay. And who got that?
Backstop Brewery. We're going to have another brewery place.
Man, that is cool.
So that's going to happen because they need a production place, and the only other place they got is Crawfordsville right now.
Very cool.
So that's going to be happening.
I think those guys came up with a chamber function one time about 6 months ago. Shan Sheridan was telling me about that. They came up and brought some brews.
They may have.
Yeah, I think it was a Thursday Night Thunder thing.
But then also Richie and Son, or Richie Athletics, is going to be going into the old tech building. I don't know. They're going to be, because they're having some expansion. And so that was another one that got taken care of.
Very cool. All right.
So that happened last. And also the resolution to redesignate an economic development revitalization area for personal property tax abatement for Frito-Lay. That expansion is now official. That's a $70 million expansion coming here. And they got their confirmatory resolution taken care of last night.
And that was about 40 or 45 new jobs, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's correct. But those were the big items that happened last night. Just FYI, Tom Jameson did a sharp update. That's the Senior Homeowners Assistant Replacement Program. And the city made this year, not too bad, for change,
$158,797. All right. Very good.
For 21 homes and 36 projects.
Very good. Well, how long was the city council meeting last night?
Less than 50 minutes.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's that for an agenda that long and to get all that accomplished.
Yeah.
You get a few sound bites, you were out of there in an hour and 15 minutes, weren't you?
Yeah.
That very rarely happens.
Yeah, that's true. But no, I was out of it, came back here, and we got some stuff on there this morning.
Good deal. Well, the news is sounding good, and we appreciate your efforts. And Clinton County Daily News, nice and updated for you. Don't forget to click refresh if you don't see any news.
I haven't got last night's story up there yet, but I will have it up there eventually this morning, I think.
Very good. All right, let's say good morning to Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
I got a question for you, too.
Okay.
Which one of you going to call the president and give him advice about those guys he's going to leave behind in Syria?
That's not going to be me, Larry.
I'll tell you what. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Mike Pence is headed to Turkey to talk over there. Maybe he should deliver the message personally.
Ha, ha, ha. Never mind. What I heard on the news is they're leaving some troops behind to fight ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. That's almost, to me, that may be wrong, but that's almost issuing those gentlemen's death sentences, those soldiers' death sentences.
Yeah, that's not exactly the job you would want to sign up for, is it?
No. I mean, here you are. You're not going to have any allies. You've already kissed all them goodbye.
Yeah, I admit I have a little bit of little problem with the way things are going right now in that part of the world, and as a result of what we've done or haven't done.
Technically, seeing how the Kurds have made a pact with Syria and the Russians, Russia, they're going to get those oil fields that the Kurds have got.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to hold it ransom for people buying oil from it.
Yep, and I think we saw a lot of this coming down the pike. We knew if we withdrew, there would be some repercussions.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I want to know.
I admit I'm not real comfortable with that.
I want to know what Putin's got on him that makes him do stupid things like that.
I don't know.
Probably don't.
Anyway, we probably don't. But the thing is, I'm a little about this impeachment for one thing.
Yeah.
Unless they impeach Mike Pence, he's going to take over, and I don't think he'd be near as good a president as Trump.
I would agree. No doubt in my mind about it.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that, too. Although I like Mike Pence and a lot of what he stands for, I don't know if he's got that oomph it takes to be president.
I have not seen him do anything on his own without a directive from Trump.
He doesn't.
Which is kind of what a vice president's for. I mean,
yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say, Kevin.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to show your own impetus to want to do things.
You got to have your own backbone, right?
That's right. Which right now,
you a little bit, or you get fired.
That's right.
I wasn't too impressed when he was our governor.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't impressed with the last two. I wasn't impressed with the last two.
This one here, I'm not going to say anything bad about him. He's done some nice things for me.
Mm-hmm.
He took my military pension and made it tax-free.
Right.
And that was nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
So now there you heard me say something nice about a Republican.
Appreciate that, Larry. Yeah, see, we can all...
they've all got their good points in a way, except some. Some are just totally bad.
Yeah, I agree. One bad apple, yeah.
That's right.
I just was wondering if you was going to call him and give him your opinion of how he could protect those... And it can't be very many. If he's withdrawing 1,000, they only had just a shade over 1,000 over there.
Yeah, there's not many left, for sure. That'd be a tough battle, literally.
Just think what happens.
Exactly, that's what I'm afraid of.
Just think what happens, though, if they survive and they become their own militia and decide to go against us.
The church and stuff?
No, he's just being facetious.
No, I'm not really being too facetious. I'm being, you know... If our troops are over there and they survive all of this, and who's to say they won't band together and say, okay, it's time for us to take out the people who put us in this position?
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Pour out, but it's a possibility.
That's right.
Especially when you've been hung out there to dry and you survive it, you might not have a good attitude about the person or the people who did that to you.
That's possible.
I feel another.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Larry. I feel another Rambo movie coming on.
Gosh, I hope that we already got too many of them now.
Party line, good morning.
Good morning. This is Sulan.
Hi.
And I'm calling to wish all our Clinton County Extension homemakers and Indiana Extension homemakers congratulations. We're celebrating 106 years. Indiana Extension homemakers was started back in 2013. It was organized, with Purdue Land Grant because they thought that women needed education and, you know, they were pretty much stuck in their homes. And Purdue educators went around to the different counties and it's now become 100. Let's see. We have 170 in Clinton County.
Wow.
Members, we have 15 clubs. We had 16, but one retired this last year, which we hated, but we still have a lot to offer. We meet different days of the year, of the month, different times, you know, summer day, summer night.
Mm-hmm.
We have specialty clubs. Statewide, we're in almost every county, 84.
Mm.
We have 8,340 members at last count statewide. And, it's a wonderful thing for women to gather and to share learning, sharing what they have learned from each other. My favorite part about the creed is that part. It says in the Extension Homemaker Creed, we believe in the present and its opportunities, in the future and its promises, in everything that makes life large and lovely, in the divine joy of living and helping others, And so we endeavor to pass on to others that which has benefited us, striving to go onward and upward, reaching the pinnacle of economic perfection in improving, enlarging, and endearing the greatest institution in the world, the home. So
that's awesome. You know, I didn't realize how that came to be, that they identified women need to have something to do other than sit in the house.
Well, you know, they weren't just sitting in the house in 1913.
Right. No, they were working. Yeah, no, they were.
Yeah, they were working.
Cannon.
But, you know, Purdue taught them, you know, maybe hygienic things, sanitizing things,
mm-hmm.
You know, just different lessons. And, you know, people think of it just as sewing, cooking,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. But, oh, no, today's homemaker. And that's the proudest part we are, that we are homemakers. We're not housekeepers or, you know,
mm-hmm.
We are homemakers. I mean, we talk about the latest technology things. We talk about health and wellness. I'm actually a member of the Colfax Hickory Homemakers for 30-some years, but I started a wellness club a few years ago, and we talk about health and wellness ideas. We have a lesson every month, and then we have an exercise, and we have a healthy snack. So there's also a Woolly Fibers Club. We have a book club, and we have the Home Echoes, which is our chorus, you know, if you like to sing.
Okay.
But then each little community, like Antioch, has their group, and Forest has their group, and
mm-hmm.
you know, Madison is Mulberry Ladies. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful group to be part of, and I just wanted to recognize them this week. There's some signs around town, and you know, we welcome new members at all times. They can call the extension office. The numbers in the book, or it's 659-6380. And Esmeralda Cruz is our educator for extensions 1823. So this year, our officers are Sandy Hahn and Patsy Flowers, Carol Rentz, Michael Haney, Pat Burkhalter is our past president. And we just have, you know, wonderful things that we do community-wise. Our mission statement says, we strengthen families through continuing education, leadership development, and volunteer community support. In line with that, just in our county alone, we give away hundreds of books through what we call first books. We read to the Head Start kids, and they get a new book every month that they get to take home, kids that maybe never owned their own book.
That's very nice.
You know, we make all the cookies for Santa's house. We provide all kinds of scholarships. Statewide, our big project has been for years, Purdue Research for Cancer. And we originally started out to do $25,000. We are over $150,000 that we have raised and donated.
Wow.
So it's a really wonderful organization to belong to, and it enhances your homemaking, and the fellowship between the ladies is probably one of the best things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to see the younger ones come along and say, oh wow, I didn't know that's how that worked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they teach us, oh, that's how you do that.
right. Well, Sue, thank you for calling and bringing awareness to that.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to recognize what a great group that the Indiana Extension Homemakers and the Clinton County Extension Homemakers are, and that we're always welcoming new members, but we're really proud of what it represents.
Well, you should be. Sue, thank you for the call this morning, and congratulations.
Thank you, and God bless your program.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, have a good day. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I you know, sometimes we forget what all the Extension homemakers do, and sometimes we do think of them as little old ladies just cooking or canning something, right? But that's not the case anymore.
You don't dare think that.
No, that's right. Sue will come through the phone and smack me.
Sold all the rest of them too.
All right. Well, congratulations to them. That's pretty cool. 106 years. Wow. 1913. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about 9 minutes left in the first portion of the program. If there's something on your mind, you can call Ken and myself at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Football broadcast, just one regular season game left here on Wylo. It's Eastern at Clinton Prairie this Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff, and on shine99tv.com. Carol at Sheridan, 7 p.m. for the kickoff there. And then we've got the sectionals already drawn for. And we'll carry at least one sectional game.
Yes, Frontier Prairie.
Yeah, so I got signed up for that yesterday at the IHSAA, so we'll be good there.
And
we'll,
I put that notification on your desk.
I saw that. Thank you very much.
Plus we'll have Sheridan's first game against Indianapolis Lutheran, and also that's on Shine TV.
Oh, yeah, that'll be shine99tv.com. Yep. That'll be cool.
Yep.
All right, so that's all coming up this week and next Friday. It's a Whoville Christmas. It's the Christmas Parade in Frankfort on December 7th. We have our very own Cindy Lou Who for the Whoville Christmas theme from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Parade theme, originality, and detail is what they'll be judging all the units on. They will have prize money for that. If you got any questions, contact Kim at 654-4081. Or 242-3563. So do your parade theme. I don't know how we're going to decorate the station van for the Whoville Christmas, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. And if nothing else, we've got our Cindy Lou Who with her pigtails to stick her head out the van or something. But she'll actually be announcing it, right? So it won't work that way, but we'll have to figure that out. And then the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree is right around the corner, just a couple Saturdays from now on October 26th, 3 to 8 p.m. I'll have a live remote broadcast out there between 5 and 7, thanks to Center Township of Clinton County. We'll have a dance and fire pits and sack races, cakewalk, hay rides, and all kinds of good stuff. Hot dogs from Shoops, Schultz IGA, and Healthy Communities going to be doing some s'mores. Seeing our catering also helping out with hot dogs. Good one. Funeral Home is providing a bunch more pumpkins. And the Learning Network will provide stickers for the pumpkins so you don't have to make a big mess that night gutting out your pumpkin. All right. You can just put a few stickers on their faces and keep it nice and neat. Let's see, a couple here. The town of Sleepy Hollow, Ken, is going all in when it comes to Halloween. It was once known as North Tarrytown in New York. The town changed its name to Sleepy Hollow in the mid-90s, thanks to the popularity of Washington Irving's short story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and its Headless Horseman. The town and nearby region now has a thriving Halloween industry, including the great jack-o'-lantern blaze, where some 100,000 tourists descend on the community. In addition, street signs and fire trucks are orange and black, and ambulances are emblazoned with murals of the Headless Horseman. I don't know. I guess that's cool to go all in, but it's a little different on the ambulances. I think, you know, that's just a straightforward deal. I don't know if you should be trying to have fun with the ambulances or not, but maybe. And a boy from Australia wants his amazing catch to be declared a world record. 8-year-old Jaden Malaro managed to reel in a 692-pound tiger shark while out with his dad's fishing club in the coastal waters near Sydney. Men on the boat held onto the child while he struggled with the shark, fighting against the 33-pound line. The shark's weight unofficially beats the world record in the small fry category set in 1997.
692 pounds is not small
fry. Not small fries. No, I don't know. I hate to see the big fry.
No, I think you want to.
Well, how about grilled cheese and tomato soup in one crunchy bite?
I don't think I like
that. Did you hear about this?
I've heard about it. I saw it this morning, and I'm like, this kind of ruined my breakfast.
Yeah. Lay's just unveiled its new chip flavor for fall. The combination turns one of America's favorite meals into an on-the-go snack. It follows other flavors, such as fried green tomatoes and crispy taco. The bags hit shelves nationwide starting next week. That's also when the new Lay's contest starts for a chance to win free chips for a year.
I will probably try it once.
Yeah.
Just to see.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen, I don't know. Some of these flavors they come out with Lay's, man, it just doesn't sound
like
tantalizing.
Right now they have hot fried dill pickle.
No.
And I tried it once, and that was enough.
I mean, I like dill pickle.
Oh, I love dill pickles.
I like chips most of the time, but no. I don't know. There's a point where you just got to say enough is enough, you know?
Well, you know, there are other things they could probably try to throw together, but...
I guess the other thing is they're trying to stay relevant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you have to this day and age.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it turns out Panera Bread makes its mac and cheese by dipping pre-made bags into hot water. An employee revealed the technique, all right, on TikTok in a short clip that got nearly a million likes. In another video posted Friday, the user said the reveal cost her her job. The company is now confirming that their mac and cheese is indeed made off-site with its proprietary recipe using ingredients that meet their standards. And even just dipping the pre-made bags into hot water, that's a proprietary thing, too. And that's why this person lost their job, right? I mean, you can't go out there and telling them how the sausage is made, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you ever found out the 11 herbs and spices for Kentucky Fried Chicken, you can't say that, right?
Well, supposedly.
Supposedly. And, and like, I don't know, it's just proprietary. You know, you agree upon those things when you work in the fast food industry.
You know, I just hear think about things. If you've ever had Wishbone sweet and spicy French, not the orange, but the red dressing.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah, that's just like ketchup.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I don't like it that well.
Oh, I love it.
No, I like French, but I don't like that sweet and spicy. It's too much like ketchup.
Well,
might as well put ketchup on your salad, and that's not tantalizing either.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to go there.
Well, Ken, thanks as always.
All right,
we'll have Laura Archibald next with Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. Want to thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, Steve Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.